when we were down at the Panama Canal, they took us a tour around in motor cars and showed us the place. And when the boat was leaving, somebody brought on a big bunch of bananas. And before I could get anywhere near it, the bananas had all disappeared. Mm-hmm. But the troops threw the skins on the deck. Oh, boy, talk about a slippery deck it was. So anyway, first thing I knew, an officer came along and ordered some men to get a hose out and clean it off, you see. Mm-hmm. They're all very good to us one way or another. But I have this medal here. That's one of them. I got two of them. It says here, the Great War for Civilization, 1914-1919. And I thought, what civilization is it? Seems to me the world's getting worse now, and getting atomic bombs to blow people to pieces and all the rest of it. So I thought, well, there you are.
Tell me, sir, you mentioned earlier about miracles that you experienced.
Yeah.
A lot of people chalk it up to luck, but you don't?
No, I don't think it's luck at all.
What do you think it is then? Why is it that some soldiers are killed and others...
Well, I had a wonderful mother. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, why am I escaping all this? I should have been killed long ago. Mm-hmm. I thought myself, my mother is praying for me every night when she goes to bed. I'm quite sure of it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I can't explain it. But so many, what I call miracles, happened that I got through without being hit, though I did get a dose of gas. But that was a godsend, really, because it sent me to hospital, and oh boy, was I glad to get into a warm bed. Oh, it was all very good to me when I was in the hospital. Oh, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
So, I keep wondering, there's a Russian battleship off the coast here not long ago, and I think it's still off the coast, evidently watching for this new big ship that's coming into the United States, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this spy business and all the rest of it, I often wonder when Russia and the United States are going to blow things up. You get Israel. Look at Israel. What they're doing today. They're shooting away and killing people and all the rest of it. And when I read the Bible, which I'm very fond of doing, I read about Israel being God's chosen people. But what are they doing? Does God want them to go around shooting people up? I don't believe it. No. The Bible says, love your enemies and all that sort of thing. But nobody seems to believe it.
Well, tell me, sir, how did you feel about Germans in the First World War?
About what?
About the German soldier that you were fighting. Did you hate him or did you...
No. I went over to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I went over. I had no hatred at all. But the way they did things and everything else, it's not them that I hated, but I hated a lot of the things they did.
Mm-hmm.
But you get the Kaiser. The Kaiser said, the men's bodies belong to me. Their souls belong to God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, the Bible doesn't say that at all, but that's what he said, and they seem to believe it. Well, then along came Hitler, and if there ever was a devil, it was Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. But there you are, you see. So what comes next? That's the question. That's what I ask now. What comes next?
I don't know. Do you?
No, I don't know, but... I'm very fond of reading my Bible, and in one place there it says, there'll be wars and rumors of wars, but be ye not troubled. Of course, that's easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought to myself, well, I'm 87 now, and anything can happen as far as I'm concerned. I got knocked off my bicycle the other day out here, so I wonder I wasn't killed then, but... That's the way it goes. These are what I call miracles all the time.
Mm-hmm. So that you think that war is inevitable then?
Well, the Bible says so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see, if you read the book of Revelations in the Bible, you'll read about the Battle of Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
It says, well, when you read it, about the armies from the north, I believe that refers to Russia. And when Russia comes down from the north, the United States, I suppose, will have an army there to try and stop them. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going to happen, it's hard to say. But these big, you get in World War II when the United States dropped big bombs on Japanese cities and blew them off the map.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a sample. But the bombs are getting more powerful all the time. So what's what? I don't know. In the newspaper just recently there was a picture of artillery shells bursting in Palestine where Israel was trying to drive them out. Big skyscrapers and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just, well, you might say just like Vancouver is today. And here they are shooting these big powerful shells in there and killing people and knocking buildings down and all that. You know, they call that love your enemy? I don't think so.
Well, tell me, sir, if you believe that Armageddon is coming,
yeah,
do you not feel that we as human beings should try and stop it?
No. I'm not going to have anything to do with it.
No?
When World War II came along, a lady stopped me on the street and said, "Why aren't you off to the war?" I said, "Lady, I went to World War I, and I got my belly full, and I'm not going to this one."
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to war, I thought, well, be wars and rumors of wars, but be you not troubled. Of course, that's easier said than done, but...
What about people my age and your granddaughter's age?
Well, of course, that's the problem. Of course, when I was a boy, I went to school and I read about the charge of the Light Brigade and things like that, and I thought that was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to Sunday school when I was 5 years old, and I learned the Ten Commandments, and to sing Jesus Loves Me and all that, very nice. But the Sixth Commandment says, "Thou shalt not kill." Now, who pays any attention to that, I'd like to know?
Nobody.
Yeah. Well, I didn't either. I came home from Sunday school, made some wooden swords, dipped the points in red ink, and I was bloodthirsty. So there it is, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Human nature is on the wrong track. And I'm very fond of telling a story about a man who went to England, and he was looking for a small village. And he asked a farmer if he was on the right road to the village. And the farmer says, "You'll be on the right road, but you'll be going the wrong way." And that's just the way it is with the world today. They all think they're on the right road, but they're going the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So when the world blows up, maybe...
Yes, but you say that when the world blows up, can't we stop it?
Can't we stop it?
Yes, can't we stop it?
I don't know who can stop it. If you read the Bible, it won't be us that'll stop it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be circumstances. And circumstances alter cases a good deal.
But can't we shape our own circumstances? Can't we alter our lives so that we can stop this?
Well, I don't know how many people think the way I do, but a man next door, he said, "There's no hell, there's no heaven." I said, "You can't tell me that." He says, "Why?" I said, "I went to World War I, I saw plenty of hell there." And he didn't see any more.
Mm-hmm.
And another man who has an important position in the church in Victoria, he said to me, "God made heaven, he didn't make hell." I said, "My Bible has a lot to say about hell." "Oh," he said, "that's old-fashioned, that's not needed anymore." I thought, well, there you are. People don't know where they're coming or going.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the preachers in Victoria don't know where they're coming and going either.
Mm-hmm.
However, time will tell.
It will.
Oh, yes.
Well, sir, thank you very much for talking to me.
Well, I gave you quite a collection.